When I wrote the Quatermass stories, I couldn't help drawing on the forces and the fears that affected people in the 1950s. The last adventure, the one I called Quatermass and the Pit, went way beyond concerns of the time and into an ancient, diabolical race memory. It sought to explain man's savagery and intolerance by way of images that had been throbbing away in the human brain since it first developed. Racial unrest, violence, and purges were certainly with us in the 50s, and I tried to speculate on where they first came from. For old Quatermass in his latter days, this brings the most terrifying memory of all.
An experiment is an operation to discover some unknown truth. It is also a risk. The Quatermass experiment, they called it. Not to give me credit, but just pinning it on me. The blame. The whole blame. For every shocking, every appalling thing that happened. And they were right.
Professor?
Quite right.
Professor Quatermass?
What is it, Murray?
A young lady to see you, sir, with a big briefcase.
Who is she?
Well, she says she wrote to you.
Well, she might have, but I've no idea. Just get rid of her.
She looks queer and faint.
All right, feed her some tea and send her packing.
I don't want your tea, Professor.
How dare you just walk in?
I want to write about you. A biography.
Oh, you're that one.
Yes, that one. You ignored my letters, so now I'm here. My car broke down and I walked.
Over the mountain, she said.
Must I go back?
Oh, Mary, make some tea. Don't you see it's an impertinence?
I'm qualified. I'm an experienced journalist. I've got 400 pages of notes about you here in my case.
It's my life.
But there's so much more I need.
Look, Miss...
Mandy, that'll do.
Mandy, then. I've been working on it myself for many years.
And? You got stuck?
Yes. Stuck. That was too much pain, I suppose.
I can help you.
Oh, think so.
The part I'm missing is the good time. Your early days before the war. You made rockets even then?
Oh, little innocent things. Toys. Tubes and gunpowder. They fell short or blew up. But I knew that if ever war came...
In the war, what did you do?
Oh, secret stuff. I won't talk about it.
Why not?
I happen to believe an oath is for life. Anyway, it helped me to set up the BERG.
British Experimental Rocket Group.
I hated the word experimental. Sounded as if we didn't know what we were doing.
But you didn't, did you?
We were working against time.
You sent three human beings up in a nuclear-powered rocket.
Tried and tested.
It went wrong.
No, it didn't. There was nothing wrong with the machine. It was the men. Those poor, wretched fellows. They were my friends. They had been my friends.
I'm sorry.
Well, it came back on me then.
Perhaps, after all, I should...
No, it's too late. You'd lose your way on the mountain. Oh, don't worry, there's a spare bedroom.
I really hadn't meant...
You're going to stay and hear it all.
Why did you just drop out of everything?
I'd had enough.
But you must have had such authority, a unique position if you'd gone into politics.
Oh, God forbid.
Why not?
I loathe politicians. I've suffered from too many. So... I buried myself in theoretical physics.
Mistake. That's how they got you.
What?
The politicians. Professor Quatermass, you are required to attend at the Ministry of Defense.
War office, they called it then.
Just to hear they were giving you the boot.
Well, taking me over. There was this frightful fellow called Breen. Colonel Breen of ballistic missiles.
They're setting up a permanent base on the moon, and possibly Mars also. Is there certainty within 5 to 7 years? Those bases will be military ones. The present state of world politics leaves no doubt about that. As usual, there is a race-off. Whoever plants those bases can police the Earth. Ballistic missiles will be stored there. Slave missiles. Designed to react automatically to, to activity on Earth. Even if an aggressor nation should totally wipe out a neighbor in a nuclear attack, they would themselves be obliterated by missiles from space.
He called it the dead man's deterrent. The ultimate weapon, as if there ever was one.
Why didn't you go public?
Official secrets, Mandy.
In Vienna, the conference on nuclear disarmament remains deadlocked by failure to agree an agenda. Terrorist activity in Nigeria has been responsible for 87 more deaths during the past month. Police report that Birmingham was peaceful last night after almost a week of racial disturbances. More fossil bones were found today at Knightsbridge. Dr. Matthew Roney has confirmed that they too belonged to the species he has described as the earliest known true hominid. That is the end of this news flash.
The idea of calling this press conference hasn't entirely met with official approval, has it? Now, I've made statements that these fossils are important. Now, I'll go further than that. I believe they are of unparalleled importance. They may teach us more about our remote ancestors than we've ever known. I believe they're of vast age. I believe they will show that creatures essentially resembling mankind walked upon this earth between 3 and 5 million years ago.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Roney, isn't that far further back than has been supposed?
Several times as far, yes. Up to now, the figure's been put at about 500,000 years. He had the face of an ape, but he had a big brain. And he stood like a man.
An excellent chap, Roney. What stopped him, right in the middle of all his excavations,
was what seemed to be an unexploded bomb.
A huge thing buried deep. They thought it must date from World War II. They dug very slowly.
Poor Roney.
Oh, he was desperate. Somehow he got onto me. And I involved Colonel Breen, the missile expert, just to annoy him. We went to the site, Roney's pit.
Had they got the thing clear?
Hardly started. But we could see the immense bulk of it. And then something Roney said.
About here they dug out the first skull. Well, in the earth it's been dug away, 2 or 3 feet above this level.
And it hit me. If this thing had been deeper down than the fossils, yet the fossils had been there for what? Something like 5 million years?
What did you think it was?
I tried not to guess. I watched the bomb disposal team working hard as if it really was a bomb and they were disposing of it. Testing for what it was made of and getting nowhere. As they dug down, they came to a clogged up opening like the hatch of a rocket. I looked at Colonel Breen. He was intent on a rational explanation.
Perhaps. A V-weapon? Germans cooked up some pretty queer things in the war, you know. Much more than we ever knew about, I think.
Sir, there's a place here. A kind of hole.
So Breen was trying to fit this into his mindset.
Desperately. Even when they found a third skull right inside it.
Another one.
Oh, really? Go gently with it. They're so fragile.
There's another skull, look. Careful.
Let me go. Yes. Yes, it is one. Let me do this, please. Barbara, get the things. It's almost out. Quick! Oh, magnificent. Beauty. We found nothing like this. It's almost intact. Here, Barbara, you take it a moment.
Intact?
Captain Potter, if you strike anything else, let me know at once.
I'll take it.
It's pure chance it wasn't smashed. It must have been forced in there.
But surely... such a huge, unexploded bomb. There'd be some kind of official record.
Nothing. Oh, I saw one house just above the pit that looked badly wrecked. But a policeman told me it had been like that long before the war.
Us kids used to run and touch that front door just for days. And there were all sorts of tales. That noise is being heard. Bangs and bumps. Even things being seen.
And then an old neighbour.
Dreadful sounds. People couldn't stop in the house with them. They had to go. Terrified. There was a sort of tapping and knocking. Just like some person wanting to come in. Only there wasn't nobody there. In the floors it come, and in the walls. We could hear it. And you feel quite queer. Sick. And things that move about all by themselves in rooms that had nobody in them. It's a fact.
But Colonel Breen was intent on his V-weapon. He got the whole thing carefully emptied, yet there was no sign of any mechanism. Just this great hull, made of some kind of ceramic, totally heatproof. And then when one of the bomb team was working inside...
It was a kind of figure. It went through the wall.
The Hobbs Lane ghost, they called it. I tracked down accounts of hideous goblins there in 1762. Imps and demons sent by the devil, 1341. And in the days of the Romans.
Did you tell Breen?
He wasn't listening. He'd found the warhead.
Oh, no.
He got them drilling it open. Dreadful. Wild noises that sent us all staggering about, numbed. Then the bulkhead nutted. And we saw giant insects, half as big as a man. The three of them. And just for a moment. But they were dead. They'd been dead for a long time. Mandy, have you ever smelt a crab in an advanced state of decay?
A crab? No, can't say I have.
That was the stink of those dead creatures in the hull.
If they'd been decomposing for millions of years...
They hadn't. Only the last few minutes. They'd been in a sealed, sterile chamber till our dirty London air got in, and then... Phew.
Made up for lost time.
That smell. Did I say crabs? It was far worse. It was the stench of evil.
How do you mean?
Evil, Mandy. That's what it really was. I soon found out.
Those seem to be legs. Three of them. It's a tripod. It's a strange formation. Antenna like a beetle's. Where's that girl? Look out for her, will you?
What are they? How did you get hold of them?
No questions now. Get those boxes ready. How is that one?
Not good.
Well, if you can just try to save the horny shell. Look, try to keep the body fluids separate and correctly described.
And your friend, Colonel Breen, what did he think?
He'd stop thinking.
Of course he would.
He clapped the whole place under an army ban. But the story was out.
Monster insects. Get your gazette, thank you. Monster insects found. Get your gazette. Read all about it. They got them in there now in the museum. You can't get in, but you can read all about it. Gazette.
Roney's team did a remarkable job to switch from digging out fossils that at least were fairly clean to preserving those rotting things from the hull.
How many of each? The ape skeletons?
They were scattered. Six or seven.
And three of the others? All in there together?
You're jumping the gun.
Weren't they?
Well, it's what I thought too. I studied the face, if you could call it a face, of the insectile thing in Roney's lab. It had round eyes that seemed to look right into the back of my own and find something there that it knew. Oh, I shivered. And I went to find Ronnie.
You know, I think these are old friends that we haven't seen for a long time. Perhaps the world that's dead now, but a few million years ago, could have been teeming with life. The funny word. Worn out before anything turned up to claim it. Martian.
And that Martian, he got to you even when he was dead.
That's when I was sure about the evil. I thought, suppose 5 million years ago, there were living beings on Mars with all kinds of advanced techniques, which enabled them to visit Earth at a time when our own ancestors were only a kind of ape. And then they found Mars was doomed.
What could have done it?
Take your pick. Global warming, greenhouse effect, or something less fashionable. Say, the loss of its atmosphere.
They could have colonized Earth, but...
Big but. The strong oxygen. The bacteria.
That's why they were sealed in.
Now another big but. Suppose they possessed biological techniques to alter genetic material.
Take apes to Mars and change them. Boost their intelligence.
Return them to set up a colony.
Better than nothing.
A lot better.
But wait a minute, you said evil. What's evil about wanting your civilization to survive? I think it's rather noble.
So did I, at first.
Did you try it on the others?
Moroni bought it straight away. That we come on a single incident, a landing that went wrong, and they all died. But then, at the War Office...
You realize what you're implying? That we owe our human condition to the intervention of insects? Breen, do you accept any of this?
No. No, I don't. Not a single word. Kratom, as you asked me a while ago, if I had a theory of my own, well, I have, and here it is. And it does not involve Martians or obscene experiments.
Go on, please.
Only Germans. And it goes back to 1944. Once the Germans realized they were losing the war, they put out a propaganda scare. They sent over an experimental V-weapon that would produce exactly the effect it has produced, thanks to you. Except that it was a little late for their purpose.
But that very night, common sense took a knock. The drill operator, a man called Sladen, went back to pick up some tools. The whole excavation came alive around him. Planks flew in the air, cables lashed like snakes. We followed his trail later, all over West London. We heard about the dreadful sounds that accompanied him. People said he was not like a man.
What, then?
He finally took refuge in a churchyard. The vicar saw the ground move beneath him, rippling.
We were having a choir practice here tonight, and I happened to go out for a breath of fresh air, and I saw him. He was lying on the path. He was in evident terror. It occurred to me that he looked as if... as if he was seeking sanctuary. So I called Mr. Edwards, our choirmaster, and together we brought him in here. He was quite exhausted, but agitated in a dreadful way. When I saw those and heard those sounds, I asked Mr. Edwards to go to dismiss the choir. I knew I had to stay with this man. I was sure that he'd been in contact with spiritual evil.
Well, that's what a vicar would say.
I said it too when I saw Sladen. A decent, friendly man finding himself, for minutes at a time, another creature in an unrecognizable world.
Did he have a name for it?
No.
You hadn't prompted him?
It was just pure terror. He'd lost himself and was one of them, leaping and hopping as they did.
I remember. It started, and then... and I couldn't see anything but them. Like you took out of the hole. With the eyes and the horns.
We saw the creatures.
And they were alive.
Alive?
I'd be running. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And I was one.
The rat?
Jumping. Leaping.
Leave him alone.
Where?
In and out. In big places. In and out of them. Huge. Right up into the sky.
Through him... we were getting a vision of life on ancient Mars. The man was possessed. And so very nearly were we others. We could feel it there, in the church vestry.
There must have been some hidden mechanism in the hull that could trigger these feelings.
No, it was the very substance of it. I remember, it looked as if it had been cast with perfect precision out of some kind of unshatterable porcelain.
They tested it.
Of course. What baffled them was its coldness. Touch it, and it seemed to draw your body heat. I was sure it was infinitely dangerous.
What you really needed was time.
Months, at least. I had hours. Oh, and then, a really wild one, I remembered Roni's optic encephalograph. By dawn, I set up a test. I used myself as the subject, but got only a frightening confusion. No, it was Roni's assistant, a young woman, who proved to be the one.
That was Barbara Judd. I've seen her name in my notes.
Oh, she was bright, about your age.
She went inside the hull with that apparatus on her, and it all went mad.
Hold on to me! Hold on! Hold on!
It continued for some time.
It could have killed her.
It's possible.
Why didn't you stop?
I had to do it. Anyway, she survived.
You were lucky.
I got the recording.
What do you claim it shows?
The wild hunt.
The what?
The wild hunt. It appears in legends the world over, the phantom ride of witches or devils.
Really, gentlemen?
Roni and I told him that was the legend. The awful fact behind it was on the tape. A race purge. A cleansing of the Martian hides. Blotchy, subjective as the images had to be, there was no mistaking the fury in them. Those creatures were killing each other in what may have been a ritual slaughter.
Termites and wasps, don't they do something like that?
To get rid of mutations, preserve a fixed society. And this was the image stored in the hull.
Did they buy it?
Did they?
We are looking for rational explanations. And I think there is one. Dr. Roney, this truly amazing apparatus of yours was designed to detect, was it not, hallucination?
Well, originally, yes, but we've advanced...
Hallucination! Exactly, sir, I think you hit it.
Let's
call it a mental image. The lady clearly has imagination, and she's overwrought.
So, no dice.
They opened up the pit that night. Floodlights were trained on the hull for the TV cameras. Colonel Breen said his piece.
The West German federal government has agreed to institute new searches of existing wartime material in order to assist in identifying the machine. Thank you.
Copies of the statement here.
A live cable had been dropped. The hull drank a huge charge of electric power. I saw it begin to glow. Inside, then from end to end. I ran with all the rest. It was pure, mindless panic.
Did you know what was happening?
Oh, I don't think I knew anything any longer. The worst of it all was the dreadful sense that we were not human. More and more joining in from everywhere like a great tide. It was Roni who saved me. He found me and took me back into myself. It was hard.
He wasn't affected.
One of the few. All around us, a screaming, maddened city.
Flash. Latest reports on the amazing and still unexplained paralysis of London, England. In the past hour, it seems to have spread to outlying districts. Power breakdowns have plunged vast areas of the city into total darkness, and all contact with the rest of the country has been broken. Planes have been diverted from London Airport. However, we are now going to try to get an eyewitness account by boosted radio link from a U.S. freighter now over the stricken city. Go ahead, pilot. Go ahead, pilot.
Hello? Hello? I'm over central London at this moment, but it's completely unrecognizable, all blacked out, except for those fires down there. Same as in World War II. I can still see lighted areas up beyond. They must be 20 or 30 miles away, though. Anyway, I'm just blacked out, a whole great patch. You see that, Joe? I guess that means it's still spreading, whatever it is. Now, there's something right ahead. Look at that, will you? I don't know what this is, but it doesn't seem like a fire. Hey, Joe, take over for a second. There's something. What's the matter with you? I said take over.
Professor, what was the word you used? The hull sublimated?
Yes. Yes. The entire hull melted into a sort of vast fireball, hovering, vibrating above the pit. The shape it took on was like those Martian insects, but enormous. The Horn Devil. Setting people against people, killing and burning in every street, turning London into a purged Martian colony. 5 million years too late.
You said some were immune.
Mike Rooney. I wanted to kill him, you know. Oh, God, if I had.
Ever study legends? Then you'd know the devil's traditional enemies, iron and water. Legends gave us the first clue in this business that may be worth trying again. It was possible to fling a mass of steel cable through the middle of it, connected to wet earth. That might make sense, both magical and scientific.
He proved it. He did it. And he died in doing it. His kind had outgrown the Martian in us. But for the rest, every war crisis, witch hunt, race riot, purge, is a reminder and warning.
That we are the Martians now.
To look at you, my dear. But it's true. If we can't control the inheritance within us, this will be the second dead planet.
It could happen when we'd killed enough of each other.
Whole populations.
And poisoned the earth and the air and sea. It would be time to move on again, wouldn't it?
For the survivors.
Where?
Maybe to Alpha Centauri. And set up camp there, if they could.
And if they couldn't?
Well, they might manage to pass something on among the natives.
Once again.
Mandy.
I think I hate us.
Thank you, Mary.
Oh, wished away.
Mary promises us a great Scotch supper tonight.
Haggis?
No haggis at all. Roasted capercailzie, buttered sea kale, and rowan jelly. You're off in the morn?
Yes. Professor, I'll try to send you a draft, if I can.
I might come to London.
No, don't. Not after this place. You've no idea. It's all gangs, dead bodies in the streets, Hyde Park, a shanty town. Everything broken. You were right. We are the Martians.